paramedic here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll have Kyle Tucker from The Athletic drop by at 7:45. We'll discuss the latest with the Tennessee Titans with him. Look ahead to free agency as well. Also, some SEC tournament action coming up this weekend. Kyle does a great job covering the SEC and Kentucky for The Athletic as well. So we'll talk about that with him later this hour. Chris Mason, Preds TV analyst, drops by at 8:30. And then our weekly visit with Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports at 9 o'clock. So a lot still to come here today on the show. And we'll take your thoughts all show long on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. 1025. Right now, Joe, discussing the Nashville Predators, and as we've talked about many times here on the show, as the season has gone along, trade speculation has continued with this group. We talked yesterday about Ekholm and some of the expiring contracts that they have, like Eric Halla and Mikael Granlund, Brad Richardson, some names on that list. But a name that continues to get chatter around the league is Philip Forsberg. Now, as we know, Philip Forsberg, one of the most dynamic players the Predators have ever had, and one of the few guys this season that is just having an outstanding year. He's got 26 points in 25 games, 10 goals, 16 assists, is a constant threat on the ice for the Predators this season. But it has some people asking the question, with a year and a half left on his deal, should the Predators consider moving on from Philip Forsberg and getting what could be a huge return from a team in return for him? And we've talked about it a little bit. To me, I've said it, there are two guys on the list for me that are untouchable if I'm the Nashville Predators, and that is Roman Josi, and I do have Philip Forsberg on that list. Now, what does that mean? That means unless you get a deal that just absolutely blows you away, there's no way I'm even considering moving Philip Forsberg. Now, not everybody agrees with that. We talked about the big board for The Athletic, Mattias Ekholm at number one on that list. Philip Forsberg was at number four on that list on The Athletic's big board of trade targets. What do you think about the idea being floated out there by some that maybe the Predators should consider trading Philip Forsberg?
I think if they trade Philip Forsberg, to me, that says this is the full blow-up, right?
I don't know how it would say anything else.
Like, if you make – I mean, Philip Forsberg, to me, is that's who you want him with you through the whole thing and then still as a good player when you're good again, whenever that may be. If you trade him, like you said, you could get, I'm sure, a bundle.
Yeah.
He's a special player. But if you do that, then you are really starting over, right? So to me, the more attractive, obviously, everyone wants a 1-year rebuild, right?
Right.
I mean, the shorter period of time, the better. And I think moving him, which means, you know, whatever you get back, some of it is going to be draft capital, and it's going to be about drafting good players and developing them and bringing it all together with a lot of youth. That's going to take time to be good again. So I can't sit here and say no way could you ever consider it, because like you said, maybe you'd get an incredible offer. But if you actually do it, then you are signing up for a long haul to me.
Scott Burnside does a great job covering the NHL from The Athletic, used to be at ESPN as well, and he joined our good friend Ryan Porth yesterday on Preds Insiders and weighed in on the trade speculation swirling about on Philip Forsberg. Here's what Scott Burnside had to say.
To me, the Philip Forsberg thing is interesting because I'm not sure. Are you a better team if you do make some sort of move, even if you get an attractive package, which includes a first-round pick? And really, you know, what does that signal about this team in terms of, are you really starting to tear things down? Are you trying to, you know, to move to a scorched earth type of rebuild, which if you're trading your best forward, then maybe that's what your signal is. But to me, I'm not sure it addresses sort of the other key issues for this team. It is perplexing, and it must be very difficult to contemplate these kinds of decisions for a team that, you know, for so many years has been, I think, really in many ways a kind of standard bearer on especially for small or medium sized markets, how you build a contender. And it's certainly, you know, those days seem like an awfully long time ago.
So that was Scott Burnside yesterday on Preds Insiders, and used the word perplexing to describe this situation, not only with Philip Forsberg, but how the Predators have gotten themselves in this spot.
Scotty B is a wordsmith.
He is a wordsmith. Joe, I look at this situation. To me, realistically, like there is one way that I consider trading Philip Forsberg, and that is if you know that he may not sign here long term. Like, to me, he is eligible to become, you can sign him to an extension this offseason. That is priority number one to me if I'm the Predators. You try to get that guy locked up to a longer-term deal and have him be a part of things for the next 6, 7, 8 years here in Nashville. Now, if you get to a point of discussion in the offseason where he is not signed and not really showing any willingness to sign, then we're having a different discussion. Like, you might have to move on and decide to trade at that point, because you can't just let him walk away for nothing. We're not at that point yet with Philip Forsberg. And again, unless an offer just comes in that you absolutely can't refuse, he's not even a guy that I would consider trading right now.
Yeah. How much would the return change if you got to that point and the league knew that, you know, basically he didn't want to play here anymore? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how much would that impact the return? Probably some, but still, I think you're dead. I mean, you have to know, and if it's not going well this offseason, then I think you have to immediately pivot to, okay, well, this is not just going to be Philip Forsberg walking away. This is going to be us getting something for him.
So if you're David Poile, when do you have to have that conversation with Phil? Because his value right now, I would say, in a trade, won't ever be higher than it is right now, because a team can acquire him for two playoff runs.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to commit right now.
Yeah, you're going to say, so you're saying right now, try to talk to him, say, hey, man, were you going to sign with
us? Just feeling him out of, like, what's your thought on where this is going, and do you picture yourself here long term?
It's worth a try.
I mean, it's worth a try. He's not going to say anything right now. Like, he's not. I mean, this is not how... That's not how he works. It's not how,
well, that's not, like,
athletes
no,
work.
Any agent would tell him.
Yeah, he's not going to say anything.
Nothing, man. That's not, you know, they're on their side. We're on our side. Now, you know, it doesn't mean that doesn't ever happen, or it can't happen, or can't work, you know. But I would tend to agree that he's not going to go down that road at this point, because it's not time to go down that road.
Right. And if you're him, like, I want to see what's happening, like, for the rest of this season, and then what the off season looks like. Like, I don't get a sense that, like, Philip Forsberg's not happy here. I think he likes playing here. I think he wants to be here. I think he wants to be a part of things as they move forward here. But there is also a business side of this too. He's 26 years old. He'll be 27 next year, and that's when you're, you know, theoretically entering into the prime of your career. You want to be in a place where you can win and you can compete for Stanley Cups. And look, it's impossible, like, if this continues to go down this road, to determine, like, exactly how long a rebuild or a retool would take place. So there's a calculated risk there if you're a player as well to committing to that. But, like, if I'm Forsberg, I want to see how the rest of this season finishes out. I want to see what some moves look like next offseason. And then you could start to have a discussion about what this could look like. But to me, like, there's no reason at this point for Forsberg to make a commitment like that. Like, that I would wait a little bit longer if I was him. Now, if you're the Predators, sure, like, you would love to check in with him. And if he shows an absolute willingness right now to be like, yeah, like as soon as I'm eligible to sign, I'll sign, then you feel great about it at that point. And this is not even a conversation anymore. But I just don't think that's the route Forsberg would go.
Didn't Ryan Suter make people feel good about what he was doing? Wasn't there some kind of indication from him?
Apparently. I wasn't in the room, but apparently.
Right. Yeah. So you just never know. You know, with Forsberg too, I mean, we're talking all the time about fan/media confidence in Poyle/Hines. That's part of it for Forsberg too. You know, what does he think about the coaching, the direction of the franchise, the player acquisitions and scouting and all that stuff? I mean, does he feel like these people can get it turned around in time enough for him to still be in his prime and be playing on a winner again?
Kyle on Twitter says, you have a shooting threat that's emerging in Tolvanen. Phillip is a legitimate first-line winger on any team. They have the makings of a true scoring first line if they can find that ever-elusive number one center. Tolvanen's emergence makes it harder for me to move on from Forsberg if I'm the Predators.
Okay.
See that? They're showing pretty good chemistry right now on that power play.
Very good on the power play.
Maybe that's the line.
Just got to find that center, huh? Got to go find that center.
Been looking for that for a while.
They found him. They signed two.
I know. Just not going well at the moment.
Yeah. Well, start that over, I guess.
Look, I mean, we've talked about it. If you're going to go down this road of a rebuild, there are going to be some guys that you move on from that you don't want to move on from. I mean, that's part of it. That's part of being in this core group. I still don't know if Phillip Forsberg would be one of those guys. But there have been a lot of dissenting opinions on this. And when we come back, we'll continue to discuss this. Got some text to get to on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Some reaction on Twitter as well. If you're the Predators, would you consider trading Phillip Forsberg? We'll discuss that next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
I think they would be better keeping him, but man, you can really jumpstart a rebuild with the assets you would get back in a Phillip Forsberg trade. I mean, I can't speak to how fans would. I don't think David Poyle being in charge would change the opinion of season ticket holders because he's not on the ice playing. But Phillip Forsberg, you know, this is an incredibly polarizing issue whether among the fans, whether or not to trade him. I think they should consider it. I mean, ultimately, I think he would be better on the team than not. But I don't think it should be ruled out. I mean, I think they can get an incredible package for a player like Phillip Forsberg.
That was Adam Vingan from The Athletic on with Stillman and Company yesterday, talking about the possibility of maybe the Predators considering a trade for Phillip Forsberg.
Vingan just trying to trade everybody, fire everybody. Who's going to be left, Vingan? He's going to fire us, too. He's going to trade us.
Adam Vingan, the tornado of destruction.
Loves asking people if they're going to be fired.
Yes.
I love you, Vingan.
Forsberg, look, it is a polarizing issue. Like, I know there are some fans that hear this question, and they think, how in the world could you consider trading Phillip Forsberg? Like, you've been trying to find a guy like Phillip Forsberg for the entire history of your franchise, and he's come in, and like I said before, he's the one guy this year offensively that you feel great about every single game. He has played so well, 26 points in 25 games. But there is a portion of the Predators fan base that agrees with what Adam said there and says, look, if you're going down the road of a rebuild and you want to get that thing jump-started pretty well, the package you could get back for Forsberg would be pretty big. Like, we've talked about what sort of a package Matthias Ekholm could fetch, and both of us had a first-round pick in there, some prospects in there as well. Like, Forsberg probably gets a bigger package than Matthias Ekholm does as well. So that could be something to consider if you're the Predators. I look at his age at 26 and ask myself, do you feel like he could still be a pretty good player by the time you get out of this? I mean, my answer is yes. Like, I still think Phillip Forsberg is going to be a good player for a long time in this league. I have a tough time just parting ways with that when you have other options on the table to move.
Well, right, and you get so enamored with what you'll get back. So great. So now you have to make good choices in the draft. And I mean, you don't. There's no sure things, but he is a sure thing, and we know what he is. And also, when you talk about the other side of it, I do think it's longer. If you move him, if you keep him, maybe it can be more of a retool than a rebuild.
Yeah.
So I'd be I'm not saying, like, okay, I'd leave the door. I would not maybe slam the door shut and, like, I'm not taking calls. You know, I'm not. Wait, no, I'm sorry. Like, who is this? No, you know, I'm gonna pick the phone up, but it would have to be mind blowing stuff to me to move him.
At Pred Kelly on Twitter says, I would not trade Forsberg. I also don't trust Poyle and scouting department to draft or develop forwards. Their track record is atrocious. This coming from Pred Kelly on Twitter.
I mean,
it's not been a great track record developing forwards.
Right. So you have an elite one here. So you're going to go out and draft and develop an elite one? I mean, Tolvanen's working out right now. So you got to
feel good about Thomas.
All the information.
Yeah.
Is that Tolvanen has the lights gone on. Tomasino, there's excitement. So it's not like you've never. Arvidsson was one of your guys that you found. But
here's the other thing. If you're getting mostly picks in a trade like that, you're probably trading him to a contender, which means you're probably drafting in the 15 to 30 range overall.
So you're not getting the elite guy.
Right.
So only trade him to Ottawa is what you're saying.
Yes.
Or Detroit.
That is exactly what I'm saying.
We will only deal with the Ottawa Senators.
Yes.
They've done a lot of dealing with the Ottawa Senators, actually. They love former Ottawa Senators.
Buffalo, would you like to add even more money to your forward group? Here's Philip Forsberg. Take your number one overall pick.
Yeah, don't talk to the good teams. But you're right. Yeah, in a lot of cases, that's what it is. So you want to make sure that you're getting a high pick if possible.
Let's go to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texter that says, I'm a no on trading Forsberg. You keep Duchesne because his history before the Preds says he can be close to a point-per-game player, and Johansson's contract is too big to move.
So basically you're rebuilding the fourth line. Okay.
Hey. Didn't say Arvidsson.
Just get that fourth line figured out. All will be well.
Didn't say Arvidsson. Didn't say Ekholm.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I'm just saying.
Trade Yarncroke.
Second on the team in goal scoring, by the way.
Hey, when he scores two goals, they do not lose.
Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ryan in Nashville text in, there should only be three untouchables for the Predators, and they are Forsberg, Josi, and Ekholm. Those three are the main core of this team.
Yeah, I don't think Ekholm's on the untouchable list. Maybe he will prove to be. Maybe he will prove to be.
But David Poyle's not said anything about Matthias Ekholm. Not that he would.
What do you think he's going to say?
Like, it's not like it's coming from the Predators that, like, yeah, we're shopping Matthias Ekholm around.
No, but don't you think that, I mean, I read tea leaves on these things that, you know, when you have this much chatter from all the hockey newsbreakers, that means there's discussions to some extent, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
And of course there are. I mean, because it's just, it all adds up.
Well, if you brought this up in the last segment, we talked a lot about Ekholm, but just for the sake of this Forsberg discussion, if they do this, and this is an avenue that they explore, what kind of a message is this to the fans if you trade Philip Forsberg in terms of how they view this rebuild and maybe how long it could take? Because, look, I'm not saying the Predators are going to do this. We did see the Rangers come out a couple years ago and basically write a letter to their fans like, hey, you're going to have to be patient. This is going to take a minute. We're going to rebuild this team. Like, I don't expect the Predators to do that. But if they trade Forsberg, like, that would signal to me, hey, this rebuild could take a minute.
Yeah. Well, I think the message to the fans as soon as you – but I think it's kind of the same message to the fans if you deal any of these core players. Like, if it's just Ekholm, isn't that the same basic message? Like, we are rebuilding, right? No one says, hey – we are rebuilding, and it's going to be forever. Like, the Red Wings weren't like, you know what? We're going to suck for many years, okay? I mean, even if you trade Forsberg, you're hoping that whatever you get back, you draft, you get your prospects, whatever, that you're not going to be in hockey purgatory for years.
Right? I feel like trading Forsberg.
I think you're more likely to be.
I feel like trading Forsberg, though, is another level of committing to something more long term, and it probably sets back the rebuild a little bit longer too, because whatever assets you would get back, you're hoping they can become the next Forsberg, which is probably going to take 3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah, no, I mean, I agree, like, it's longer. I guess I'm just saying on the message to fans, are you putting up the white flag or not? You know, and right. If you trade Ekholm, the white flag's up.
But Ekholm doesn't sell tickets. Forsberg sells tickets. If I'm being completely honest, I love Ekholm. He's a great player. I think that is a much easier pill to swallow for Preds fans than the guy who's been the fan favorite for the last 5 years.
The guy who's the most fun to watch on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's part of that's position you play, too. I mean, the offensive guy, you automatically get more reaction that way. Like, I've said it. Like, I would absolutely trade Ryan Ellis way before I would trade Matias Ekholm. It's not even a discussion point for me. I don't think the two are really all that close. Like, Ekholm is by far the better player.
Right. But, so you're not going to get the same because of the contracts, you're not going to get anywhere near the same thing back, right?
The view around the league for Ryan Ellis is not that poor. Like, I think somebody would absolutely bite on that contract.
Oh, no. I don't disagree. Like, I mean, he's an attractive player, but I think that contract still has something to do with what teams are willing to give you back, right?
Sure, but it's not like he's making $9 million a year.
Yeah. Long term.
I know. But you know that you have him long term, too. Like, he's still a pretty good player. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just one of those things. Like, I see the Ekholm discussion. I've said it. I would think long and hard about it. I think he could be a guy that could be on the other side. I feel the same way about Forsberg. But you also, like, if you're the rebuild, like I said before, like, you've got to move on from people that you don't want to move on from if that's the route you want to go. And that's why I think at the end of the day, I mean, Ekholm, I think, is very likely to be traded just based on that. Like, I think you've got to start it at some point, and Ekholm gets that ball rolling.
Well, and to the texter's earlier point, look, if this is going to be David Poile, and it's David Poile is seeing him through all this stuff, I mean, if you're David Poile, you got to kind of be honest with yourself and say, I'm really good at finding defensemen.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, it makes more sense to trade a core defenseman or two, I guess, and feel like the draft capital coming back, you can use that to build there. And you have struggled with forwards, so keep the ones you know are good.
We've had some people ask about the idea of trading Roman Josi, which is just hilarious to me, but it's not gonna
happen.
He
doesn't yell at the guys enough in the locker room.
Well, they've obviously the thought process is the return could be huge, which it could be.
Great, yeah.
That's great.
That's what happens when you have great players.
Yeah,
you could get a lot back for him. Also, good to have great players.
He's got a full no movement clause. He's not going anywhere.
Right, there's that too. Little sticking point.
Not going anywhere. So you're not going to be trading Roman Josi. Should not be trading Roman Josi.
Now, Poile hates giving away the NMC, so do you think he's regretting that now with Josi?
No,
He'd be shopping him all over the place?
I don't. No, Nick, he regrets that at all. Do you?
No. I would hope not.
Yeah, the guy's been pretty good. So I don't think – Preds fans, if you're thinking about maybe Josi being on the block, I'd go on and take that one off the list. That's not going to happen.
And I don't think Forsberg is going to happen either.
I don't either. It's at least not now. Like, again, if you get to the point in the offseason where you feel like maybe he's not going to sign, then you probably got to pull the trigger at that point. But I would say it's highly unlikely at this point that that's the route that they go. So we'll see what happens with the Predators and continue to discuss this. This is going to be a talking point until the trade deadline comes up. We see it all throughout the NHL right now with the rumors flying around out there. With not just with the Predators, but with a lot of teams around the league. When we come back, we're going to switch gears a little bit and get into a hot topic in college football right now. A former big-time SEC coach in some hot water. Could he have coached his final game in college football? We'll discuss this next. This is Robbie and Rex Road. You're on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.